Craig writes this. On a personal front, Jenny and I are to become grandparents. Yeah, yes, Lord, yippee. I know it was one of his ongoing prayers. We're so pleased our eldest son advised us of the good news. They sent us a framed picture of the ultrasound as a way of letting us know. It was waiting for us when we got back to Dan and Donna's after Hawaii. It was a neat way to tell us. It actually took me some minutes to realize what the picture was of. Jenny burst into tears. That's our happy news. Craig finishes. We trust and pray that as you press into God for more, He will meet you in a special way. It's a journey and a process, and you will never be the same as a result of chasing after God. We love you all, Craig and Jenny. Let's pray together. Father, Lord, 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 we unashamedly, Lord, we're those who want to find more of you. Lord, we're here tonight because, Lord, we know there is more, and our hearts, you're tugging at our hearts that you, that Lord, you want to draw us after you. That, Lord, we can experience more of your Holy Spirit, that our lives can be filled more with you. Lord, that we can live more of all that you have for us. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, tonight to come and fill us and change us, challenge us, speak to us. God, we don't want to be the same. Come, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. In the first of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Johnny Depp, playing the part of Captain Jack, is fabled to have been abandoned alone on a desert island, expecting a terrible fate as he suffers from hunger, thirst, isolation, blistering heat, unbalancing his mind. But if you've seen the first of the trilogy, you know he miraculously escapes, mythically riding on the back of two turtles. I've only been marooned on a desert island once. It wasn't a terrible experience for a number of reasons. Firstly, because I was with my lovely wife, Barbara. Secondly, because it was a beautiful place and we had food and water. And thirdly, because we'd chosen to be dropped off on this remote island by the hotel boat, which was just off the coast of Borneo, on a day trip during our honeymoon years ago. A day marooned on the desert island of Sulug should have been perfect. It was incredible to walk around an island. You could walk around the circumference in 20 minutes. To explore the jungle and be the only humans on that piece of land. But our idyll was spoiled by one thing. That big, blazing red thing in the sky. I'd taken the precautions of applying sun cream in the morning before we left the mainland. And as we explored the island, the white sandy beaches and the clear blue water looked so inviting. So I took my trainers off as we walked along the beach and paddled in the water. I'd applied sun cream generously all over my body, except I forgot my ankles and the tops of my feet. And after half an hour, the water seemed to be getting a bit warmer. I realized my ankles are starting to feel a bit uncomfortable. Covered up from sunlight for 364 days a year, my ankles were now taking the full heat of the sun's rays. I was suffering. Once rescued from the island, I had to spend the next 3 days lying in an air-conditioned hotel bedroom, unable to bend my legs. I realized how foolish I'd been in the sun's powerful light. I want to talk tonight about sunbathing. Not bathing in the natural light of the sun, but bathing in the supernatural light of the Son of God. The sun's natural light's got terrific power if it's not blocked by clouds or sun cream. I want us to understand something of the depth of what God does in us as we allow the full warmth of his presence to touch us and change us deep on the inside. You know, I find the analogy of the sun and its effect on us really helpful in understanding something of the work of Jesus the Son, if you forgive my play on words. I don't like puns, but that homophone, I think it's really helpful. Let's look at a scripture in Psalm 84. It's a fantastic psalm. It's a pattern I use for my devotions. It's a pattern I use to get close to God. It's that psalm which starts, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out for the living God." Verse 11 of that psalm says this. It says, "For the Lord God is a sun." S-U-N. The Lord God is a sun. Now, I'm no Hebrew scholar. Strong's dictionary says the word sun, shemesh, means to be brilliant. It comes from the root which means to be brilliant, shining brilliant. The psalmist, of course, is describing an attribute of God. He is the shining one. He's the brilliant one. And when I use this psalm as a meditation, as a pattern for drawing close to God, the brilliant one, I just stop at that point and just think about the sun in the sky. It's bright, even blinding. It's warm. It cheers you up. We even feel happier when it's sunny. Drawing close to God has got that effect on us. God's warmth, God's presence warms us as he shines inside and changes us. I want us to see tonight how drawing close to God changes us, how the light of his presence transformed us, to give us faith for what's going to happen when we come down here later on to this place at the front and stand in his presence. I don't know, I've been to meetings where I haven't been active in my faith. I've come to the end part of the meeting, come to responding to whatever the message is. I've come forward and I've just stood there passively waiting for something to happen. I want to stir you tonight. I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I wonder, what am I supposed to be doing? Am I supposed to be speaking in tongues? Am I supposed to be singing along with the band? Am I supposed to be feeling anything? What's supposed to be happening? I want to stir you tonight that when you come later on, that we'll be active in our faith. That we'll be expectant for God, not passive. But our hearts will be open, expecting the warmth of God's presence. Let's look at a few scriptures together. Jesus described in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. It says, "The sun," S-O-N, Jesus the sun, "is the radiance of God's glory." There's something brilliant about Jesus shining in his glory. We see a glimpse of it in the transfiguration. Matthew records it. It says Jesus, in Matthew 17, Jesus was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Jesus' glory shone out, and he became like the sun. The sight of Jesus shining before Peter and John dazzled them. They were stunned. Peter starts talking rubbish, like he's a rabbit caught in the headlights of the blazing light, shining out of the transfigured Christ. Something of heaven shone on that mountain. Jesus was transfigured before them, and in a moment, heaven shone on earth as Jesus shone with the radiance of the sun. That's what we're after tonight. Something of heaven shining in our hearts. As we're here before God, as we're open before God, as we're stood here before God, we're looking for something of heaven to shine into our lives. Philippians 2 tells us that the glory of Christ was laid aside as he walked his earthly life. But occasionally, as he walked his earthly life, you see it bursting forth like on the Mount of Transfiguration. I love the passage that John tells in John 18, where the soldiers come to arrest Christ. As they come to arrest him, the soldiers ask him, "Are you Jesus?" If you've got a literal translation of the Bible, Jesus replies, "I am." And then John says this, "Then the soldiers went back. They lurched backwards and fell to the ground." See, as Jesus, as they came to arrest him, As Jesus used that divine name, I Am, to say who he was in his divinity, something of heaven, something of the glory of Christ burst out there, and the soldiers, those armed soldiers with swords and spears that come to arrest him, it says they lurched backwards and they fell to the ground. As the glory of Christ was seen, those soldiers were just pushed over. And that's what we want tonight. It's something, just something of heaven bursting in here. That maybe we're pushed on the floor, praise God, by the glory of Christ. The light, the power, the glory of Christ burst from heaven to earth for a second, and they were on the floor. Listen to what the Apostle John in Revelation describes Jesus. He says, Jesus' face, his face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. That as the Apostle John looked into heaven, he got a vision. Heaven parted and he saw Christ. He saw the face of Christ and he saw Jesus' face shining in the brilliance of the sun. As we give our time tonight into gazing into the face of Christ, open here, saying, Jesus, the warmth of your presence, the warmth of the sun. Just as cold-blooded animals, they just lie on a rock, waiting for the warmth of the sun to warm them up so they can start to move. Let's, if we're cold in our hearts, let's hear, open our hearts and say, Jesus, oh, Jesus, the warmth of your presence, the warmth of your life, Lord, changing me, touching me, melting me. We don't see much of the sun in this country. It was lovely this afternoon. But the sun in the sky is incredibly hot. In the center of the sun, it's 16 million degrees centigrade in the center. One look direct at the sun will blind us. God is compared to the blazing sun. Being in the sun changes us. It warms us. I was reminded of Moses when he went into the tent of meeting to meet God, that he came out and it says his face was radiant. He got sunburn. He got sunburn in the presence of God. As he came out, his face was glowing. It says he had to wear a veil over his face because of the glowing as it faded away. Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 3. He says, we with unveiled faces all reflects the Lord's glory as we're being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. As we gaze on Christ, as our hearts are open to him, the glory of Christ touches us and we change and we start to shine as his love touches us and change. That's my real message tonight. It's about us being changed. We're here to be changed. I'm here to be changed. If you look in Scripture, of course, you see that there's two main ways we're changed. We're changed by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. And by the Word of God is described in Jeremiah 23 as a fire that burns and consumes all that's wrong in my life. As a hammer, in that same passage, that shatters the rock. The hard places in my life are shattered and bashed up and made into rubble that God's got something to work with and change. And it's described in Ephesians 6, the word of God's like a sword that cuts deep into my life. All those analogies help us understand God's word applied to our life like dynamite. The word of God changes us. But I want to look tonight at how the Spirit of God also changes. We need both. It's obviously not just the word or just the Spirit, it's both. We want to look at God's Spirit changing us as we invite him to come amongst us, as we're here tonight, as we're giving him time, as we're opening our hearts, as we're saying, come, Holy Spirit, then he's going to come and change us. God's Holy Spirit is in the changing business. Years ago, I was in a prayer meeting, and I prayed out loud, and I was not been a Christian very long. Some of my courage, prayed out loud, I prayed asking for more of the Holy Spirit in my life. I said, could we have more of it in our lives? At the end of the prayer time, this godly old vicar's wife came in great love and gentleness and pointed out to me, actually the Holy Spirit wasn't an it was a him, it was someone I could know, someone I could meet, someone I could have a relationship with. It's very important. I think tonight if I'm coming to get zapped, then I think I'm going to miss out, because we're coming to meet him. I was walking up Kite Hill up in Hampstead Heath, and as I walked up there, there's a big tree at the top of Kite Hill, and there was a man who had his arms wrapped around the tree, and he looked very happy to be hugging this tree. I don't suppose he's doing any harm hugging a tree, but you can't have a relationship with a tree. It's an it. And the Holy Spirit, of course, it's him. We can know him. We can tonight intimately experience and know him and draw close to him tonight. In the beginning, of course, in Genesis, we read, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And in creation, God caused new things to come into being and caused order to come out of chaos. That's what we're going to ask tonight. That in our lives, the chaos of our lives, Holy Spirit, come and bring order. God, come and cause new things to come into being in my life. I want to encourage you tonight not to look for God with your feelings. We come to sometimes to meetings and we kind of say, do I feel God? How do I feel? Do I feel God's here? How do I feel? Because I think God wants us by the Spirit to know him. And it's a spirit-to-spirit connection. Our spirit, I believe, is deeper than my feelings. My feelings are kind of up here and my spirit is somewhere down there. And it's a spirit, God's Holy Spirit to my Holy Spirit connection, far deeper than just feelings. So when I come here tonight, God, do I feel you're here? It says in 2 Corinthians 3, the Lord is the Spirit. And I believe God tonight wants us to know a spirit-to-spirit connection. His Holy Spirit touching our spirit. His Holy Spirit ministering, melting, invading my spirit deep inside, my inner person. John records a conversation in John 4, that conversation between Jesus and the woman at the well. Jesus says this, a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth. And God's looking for that spirit-to-spirit connection. My spirit connecting with... And as I'm here saying, God, I open myself to you. God, tonight I put everything else down. And I'm just here opening my heart to you. Saying, Holy Spirit, I want to know you. I want to draw close to you. I want to experience you. I want to be changed by you. Then we put ourselves in a place where God's Spirit can come and connect with my spirit. Fill me afresh, change me, transform me as I'm here before God. I'm going to invite you in just a few moments to come and stand here and open your heart to the Holy Spirit. And I think the analogy of sunshine of God is really helpful in doing that. Because we want to allow the sunshine of his presence to flood our hearts, your inner person. Three things about sunshine, I think, that are helpful in understanding that. To think about as you stood here. First thing is that sunshine is warmth. It was warm today, wasn't it? Have you noticed how warm it was? As we just around, unusually warm for October. As we stand here tonight, open your heart and life to the presence of God. Allow the warmth of the love of God to come and warm you on the inside. Do some sunbathing. S-O-N, bathing. Sunbathing. As we allow the Son of God to come and his warmth to melt my coldness. Receive the love of God in our hearts afresh. Allow ourselves to be drawn to God. Say, God, I want to know in a fresh way your love. Lovely verse in Romans 5:5. It says, God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It's a theological statement, but it's also an experience. It's also something to say, God, I want to know that. I want to taste it. I want tonight to know what it means for your love to be poured out in my heart. That the warm, that warm love. As I was there in the sunshine this afternoon, feeling the warmth on my face. As we're here, opening our hearts, the warmth of God's love just ministering to us, changing us, melting us. The hardness in our hearts just melting away as we're here before God. Our eyes just fixed on Jesus. thinking about him, filling our minds and heart with nothing but Jesus. We've got a wonderful privilege tonight. We've got some time that we're going to just have here. And this is Jesus' time. It's for you, Jesus. And I just want to say, Jesus, I'm here for you. This is precious time. It's time where I want to allow the warmth of your presence to change me and touch me. And as best as I know how, I'm opening my heart to you. And we're praying, God, come and melt me. Come and change me. We can pray tonight, Holy Spirit, please teach me to experience and receive the love of God. I think God tonight wants us to experience what it means to be loved by God. God's like wanting to pour out upon our hearts what it means to be loved. That I'm warmed on the inside. Lovely and warm deep inside. And as that spirit-to-spirit connection happens, something overflows to my emotions. I start to feel the joy, the happiness, what it means to be connected to God. But I'm not trying, first of all, to find God with my feelings. I'm using my faith. Steph so fantastically helped us last time with the whole thing of faith, that we're just using our faith to come to God. God, I'm here before you. And as I do that, as my eyes of faith, the eyes of my heart, the eyes of faith, look to God, spirit-to-spirit connection happens. The Holy Spirit works, and it bubbles up, and something starts to change in how I feel as I experience being loved by God tonight. Let's do some sunbathing tonight. Tomorrow at work or college, someone says, what did you do this weekend? You could say, well, on Sunday evening, I had a great time sunbathing. They'll think you were out on Primrose Hill catching some rays. Or did you grab a lastminute.com deal a weekend away in the sun? No, I was at Chalk Farm being warmed by the presence of God. You know, sometimes we're quite cold in our hearts. And we need time. We've got time tonight. It's not a question of 2 minutes, God warm me up and now I'm off. God doesn't do takeaways. There's something about the fact God wants our time. Because love is spelt T-I-M-E, isn't it? It's where I'm here and saying, God, I'm giving you this time. Here I am. I'm here for you. I'm here to love you. I'm here to know you. I'm here that I might love you more. I'm wasting my time tonight on you in the best sense. Do you see what I'm saying? The best sense. The warmth of his presence. Secondly, the sunshine is also light. And amazing thing is that verse which has meant so much to me over the years in Psalm 36, where it says, in your light, we see light. I can walk around thinking I've got this problem, what am I going to do about it? I can bring my best brain cells to bear on it. I can try. I can think it out. I can get counsel. It's always good to do that, of course. But at the end of the day, I can be frustrated and not see the answer to things in my life. The scripture, in your light, we see light. In the light of God, in the light of his sunshine, suddenly revelation comes. It's the place of revelation. So in the sunshine of God's presence, suddenly the answers come. I find God speaks to me as I'm waiting before him, not thinking about my problems, issues, difficulties. Suddenly, the answer comes straight out of the blue. Tonight, can I just ask, leave your problems and issues at your seat. Leave them there and come empty-handed down the front. And just give it to God. Just give yourself to God. Don't come asking him about things. Because I believe that as we're in the light of God, as we're now going to be sunbathing, opening our hearts to the presence of God, that what will happen is either God will suddenly give you a revelation and pop something in your heart, and you think, oh, it's so simple, it's so easy. All I've got to do is do this or that or the other. Or, as you're focused on God and not on the problem, God will change the circumstances in the problem. Or, if you're the problem, then in the presence of God, God will change you and sort the problem out. You can't lose. We can't lose. So I want to ask you tonight to leave your agendas, problems, everything, issues, the burdens of work, finance, whatever it is, leave them at the seat and come forward empty-handed. God, here I am. I've come forward just to sunbathe in your love and your warmth and to draw close to you and to love you and to give you my love and to receive your love. Thirdly, sunshine burns, as I know. The powerful presence of God. It changes attitudes and it changes patterns of thought that are deeply ingrained in my life. Things that are hard to shift. I made a mistake again last year. I was sat on the south coast, amazingly, it was in this country, on the south coast on a beach enjoying the afternoon sun and again forgotten my experience. Sun cream all over except the ankles. And again, my feet were on fire for the rest of that week, swelled up. The only relief I could get was by putting burn cream on them. Because sun burns. The sun, this light of God's presence burns in our life. And it changes. And stuff that shouldn't be there is burnt up. And so we're changed in the presence of God. As we're here before God, incredibly things start to change. I could have a to-do list of things. God, these are the things I want to change. And I could be working every day, sweating, trying to reform my life. And yet in the presence of God, God's presence can come, His light can come, and burn those things up, and I can be a changed person. As God's Spirit comes, I can be a changed person. I didn't make it to every one of the 50 meetings. I was sick for some of them. but I made it to a lot of those meetings. I'm not going to tell you how many. We're not going to have a little, so we all have a little kind of, you know, chart who's number one. What I found, you know, I reflected after 50 meetings. I wouldn't make 50 meetings. However many I made. After those meetings, I noticed something had changed. And I thought, I'll just wait and see, you know, because when things have changed in our life, we want to make sure that it's a testimony of continued change. It's not a kind of flash in the pan, just, you know, I hope it's changed, but it really is something that has changed. And I was reflecting on the hours, literal hours, I spent on this carpet. And if you came, you spent as well. I think, well, God, what's happened in me? I've seen you touch other people's lives. I saw some wonderful things happen in other people's lives. God, what have you done in me as I've been here sunbathing for these hours? What have you done? And do you know what I noticed? I noticed at the beginning, at the end of those meetings, I noticed that things in the way I think had changed. Patterns of thought, patterns of ways of looking at things had changed. Things I'd struggled with, temptations that seemed to flood in, I noticed that no longer were those things flooding in. It was almost as like there was peace where before there'd been turmoil. It was like there was freedom where before there was a battle. I think God, one of the things God's done in me over the summer is burn some areas of my life. Hey, there's more to go. But what God's done in that time is the sunlight of God's presence has burned up some things which now, when my mind's in neutral, I'm walking down the street, I'm sitting on the bus, you know when your mind's in neutral, not thinking about anything, rather than temptations or negative thoughts or stuff, there's not that there. Something's changed. And I believe it's the powerful presence of God that has started to do something in me, touching and burning those deep attitudes. And tonight as we're here, expect a change. Expect to be different. Expect the presence of God to do something on the inside. You know, in one way, we all, obviously God's omnipresent and God's presence is everywhere. And yet there's something about here. My sons, I've got two boys and they adore getting a magnifying glass, concentrating the sun's rays on a leaf and setting it on fire. There's something about children and fire that go together. They love it. And it's as though that magnifying glass gets the sun's rays and burns, concentrates. And although God's presence is he's omnipresent and he's in us with the temple of the Holy Spirit, something about being here, there's some sense of it being like a magnifying glass, if that's a helpful picture, in concentrating the rays of the light and life of God. And it burns and it changes, and habits and issues and things we can't shake off are changed in the presence of God. What did Craig, little phrase, he was always good for a little phrase, Craig. You'll never be the same again. Little phrase that he used. So in the time that we've got here tonight, I'd encourage you, we are in the under the magnifying glass of the presence of God. And we've come here saying, oh God, I'm leaving behind there at my seat, issues, things. I'm coming forward just for you. Don't allow yourself to be passive. Don't sit, you can come and sit if you like. Don't sit, kneel, stand, whatever you want to do, don't be passive. Don't look around at other people thinking, wonder what she's doing, wonder what he's doing. Look to Jesus. Don't necessarily join in with the worship that's going on. Actually, Martin, can you come back and help us? Don't necessarily, if you feel that's helpful. But this time here is between you and Jesus. And I really encourage you, let's sunbathe tonight. Open our hearts and say, Jesus, I'm here for you. I want to know you. I want your light to warm me if your heart's hard. I want the light to come and bring revelation in my life. I want the magnifying glass of your powerful light to burn, change my life. I want to be different on the inside. Let's all stand together, shall we? If you haven't been to one of these meetings before, what we do is just simply give space to the Holy Spirit. And we're not trying to orchestrate anything or do anything. We're simply saying, God, this next hour is yours. Parents, at 8:45, if you can go down and get your children, that'd be handy. We've got about an hour where we're just going to be before God. We're going to be loving him. You can lie down, you can stand up, you can, whatever you feel. But I'm going to invite you tonight, let's do some sunbathing. Let's open our hearts to the presence of God. Let's move those chairs, please, out of the way. And let's come forward. Let's come. Come. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord God, Lord God. Lord, Jesus, 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 wonderful God, Lord God, Lord, 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 Lord God, Lord, Lord.